This podcast is a love letter to my VAs, OBMs, and PMs out there. I see you. You started your business for the freedom. You started your business for your family. You started your business for a million other reasons that only you know. But you're stuck and you're struggling. Well, no more. Get ready to move. Get ready to grow and learn together. We're here to work through the tech, work through the growing pains, and work towards a business that you can fall in love with over and over again. See that woman over there who's running it like a boss? Let's go ask her how she did that. Hey there. Welcome to the How She Did That podcast. So last week, we covered the difference between a mission statement and a vision statement and how to craft both of those and how we can turn them into documents that are not just created once and then never thought about again, but into statements that truly guide your company's direction and decision making. So today we're going to finish up this two-part series by talking about your company's value statement or company core values, as they're often referred to. Your company core values are guiding principles that your business upholds. They create direction on what you believe and how you and your team will conduct themselves. They're a promise to you, to yourself, to your company, to your team, to your clients about what they can expect and depend on. So core values should not be something that you just copy and paste from another company's website that's actually out of integrity anyway, or from a template you find on Google. They need to be personal and they need to be intentional so that they can truly reflect what's actually important to your specific business. Now let's talk about what you need to do in terms of creating your core values. So when you're starting to create your core values, I want you to begin by asking yourself and your team, if you have one, a few questions. Question number one, what is important to you, or what is important to us as a company? Question number two, what do you believe about doing your best work? Question number three, how do you want to make others who interact with your company feel? Question number four, what qualities as a team or company do you want to highlight? And question number five, what is a non-negotiable in your company? So from answering these questions, you're then going to brainstorm some potential core values. Don't audit the list. Don't overthink it. Just start writing things down. And then from there, you are going to group the ones that are similar. You'll see some similarities in some ones, and you'll be able to kind of create maybe an umbrella in that core value, more of like a core value bucket, rather than just have a bunch that are very similar to each other. And then finally, you're going to look at that list that you create, and then you are going to pick between, I said three and five, but really it can be anything up to 10 of the most important and overarching ones. So I want to give you some examples of company core values. Integrity, acting ethically and transparently in all business dealings, prioritizing doing the right thing over personal gain. It means being accountable and following through with decisions made, even if no one is around to see it. Right. So what I like about that one is integrity is the core of it. But then when it kind of goes into the explanation of what integrity means to them, it also has ethically, transparency, prioritizing doing the right thing, accountability, right? All of those things go under that umbrella of integrity. Accountability, owning the decisions made and their outcomes, more important to simply acknowledging one's mistake, but actively learning from them to drive positive outcomes. Taking ownership of one's actions helps to foster a culture of trust and improve employee morale. So we have accountability as the umbrella, but we also have ownership of decisions. We have creating a culture of trust, improving company or employee morale. Respect. Going beyond simply being polite, respect means treating all employees, clients, customers, and stakeholders with integrity and worth, no matter their background, position, or opinions. It is acknowledging the unique contributions each individual makes in furthering the goals of the organization. So that is respect. I love that one, that it's beyond being polite. I really like that in terms of treating people with respect, no matter their beliefs, no matter their background, position, opinions, and all of the people that we're treating with respect. So I'm going to share the Launch Guild core values, but honestly, in prepping for this recording this episode, it really made me realize that it's time for an update of our core values. And so I'm going to share them, but once we update them, I'm also going to share the update. So we actually kept ours really brief, and they are: we support our clients with excellence, we work with honesty and integrity, we celebrate our successes, we consistently learn, grow, and improve, We exceed expectations. We deliver on our promises. We face challenges with optimism and see them as opportunities. We believe in our clients and in each other. We have fun. We communicate with clarity. What I love about core values in general is that it's something that we can point back to in both times of celebration and hard times and look at how we've lived them or how we need to refocus on embodying them. I've also very rarely used them to point to why a client is no longer a good fit for our company or our team and why I'm thereby terminating the contracts. So for example, if one of your core values is respect and your client is disrespecting your team, that's clearly a violation of your core values, right? Or if a team member has been found to be dishonest and one of your core values is honesty, it's clearly outside of the integrity of that core value. So let's talk about your action step for this week. Your action step is to create or revisit your core values, share them with your team, and then share them one other place, somewhere online so that you can begin to not just have them, but consistently live them. Thanks for listening. Before you go, be sure to head over to tashabooth.com/podcast to read the show notes and learn more about my upcoming programs, masterclasses, and live events. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and subscribe. Until next time.